still, it's been an inconsistent start for the Eagles. 3-1 record is fine, projects to 12 wins. But the Eagles have not played a 60-minute game. So let's first talk about the offense, hoping that Lane Johnson gets back. Obviously, the key is to get the running game going.
That's right. And for me, it does start with that offensive line. This week, getting Lane Johnson back. One of the guys I'm going to be looking at, aside from Lane Johnson, is Matt Tobin, who played the first game of his career last week as a starter at left guard. He was the guy who was so impressive, such a standout in the preseason. The coaches loved him. He was pushing Allen Barbee to be that fifth offensive lineman. Would have been the sixth guy if he didn't get hurt. I'm interested to see how he rebounds from a tough matchup against Justin Smith, if he can sort of be that guy to help keep the offensive line together until Evan Mathis and Jason Kelce come back.
And you hope that that consistency up front leads to more consistency from Nick Foles, better performance from players like Riley Cooper, who's dropped a couple of passes in the first four games, and tight end Brent Celek, who's been almost non-existent in the passing game, has really been primarily a blocker. And of course, we are all looking for LeSean McCoy to return to form, the one that made him the NFL's rushing leader and yards from scrimmage leader in 2013. On the defensive side of the ball, not a bad effort. They've been on the field a lot. They've kept the Eagles in every game. They've had key takeaways. I look for more from the run defense and certainly from the pass rush, which kind of awakened a bit in San Francisco.
That's right. They really stepped it up against San Francisco. Chip Kelly has said that it's not about the sack numbers. It's about moving the quarterback off the spot. But they did get those four sacks against San Francisco. In terms of the run defense, Chip also talked about how the run defense has been very good up the middle. Where they're getting beaten is not setting the edge, getting beat on the boundaries. That needs to improve. And in the passing game, I think at cornerback, Bradley Fletcher has had his moments where he's struggled a little bit. More consistency from him would be nice.
And we do not know, speaking of the defense, whether Michael Kendricks will be up for the game on Sunday. Kendricks did not practice on Wednesday, neither did Brandon Boykin. So we'll keep you updated on those two key defensive players as the week goes along.